Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We'll know when we get there. He'll not only be healthy in terms of keeping himself safe, but he'll be healthy in terms of being able to be productive and do the things that he needs to do and we need him to do.
Mike Tomlin on Russell Wilson, who is officially questionable, but we see no way he's even the backup quarterback based on our reports from Steelers practice. So another Justin Fields start. Yippee. We're excited for that, no doubt. And Kyle Allen is the backup and Russell Wilson in uniform just watching. Micah Parsons, it's being diagnosed as a high ankle sprain. We'll see if it's the Justin Herbert kind of high ankle sprain or the one that usually keeps guys out for multiple weeks, which would give the Steelers a huge edge in next week's game against Dallas, but maybe not as big of an edge because Malzi said Cowboys fans will take over Acrisure Stadium. And several of our callers who are season ticket holders, I can't believe this, are saying the same exact thing.
Oh, the guy who says smart things is right again. What a surprise.
And this topic somehow is taken off like wildfire here.
By the way, Hoagie is mad at you on Twitter. People are saying you're really judging people, calling fans sellouts. He said, didn't Pony last week say that if he needed Rashee Rice to score a touchdown to win a game against the Steelers to win five figures, he would root for it? How is that any different than selling tickets?
Oh, I'm sorry, Hoagie. Are people making $90,000 off of this game on Sunday?
Oh, so you only get involved like that when the big ticket money is coming around. That's not a blue-collar man take right now.
Is this life-changing money, a few hundred dollars?
Hey, if somebody makes, somebody sells four tickets and makes $1,500 in profit, that's a lot of money.
And guess what? If that's all your fan card costs to you is $1,500, well then you can put your head on that pillow at night and sleep like a baby.
Didn't you give up your Mets fandom for free this year until they started playing well?
I cared about them less, yeah.
You cared about the Pirates more. You straight
I still
up care said
about
that.
The Pirates more.
So you sacrificed, but you also told me off the air, but I'll bring it on the air, that if the Mets went to the World Series, you would suddenly care about them more.
Well,
sounds like somebody's looking for the nearest bandwagon to put both feet on.
No,
both
you can't call me a
bandwagon
fan.
Both size 10 feet on.
You can't call me a bandwagon fan when I've rooted for that team my entire life, and the Pirates aren't in the World Series, so I'm not stuck with this dilemma where it's like, who do I root for?
If the Pirates played the Mets in the NLCS, who would you root for?
The Pirates.
I do not believe you.
You weren't there at PNC Park when Paul Skeens and I made eye contact.
Didn't the Pirates go in a horrible slump right after that?
Yes, they did. But that was Derek Shelton's fault, not mine. 412-928-9370. Here is Jenna on the fan. Hello, Jenna.
Hey, man. How are you tonight?
Good.
We're good.
Hey, I have a theory interested in your feedback. Do you think Tomlin is holding Wilson out on purpose, saying he's injured, so he handles the second half tougher schedule?
No.
Let Justin Fields handle this stuff and
no.
then let him come
because
in.
If Russ was healthy enough, Jenna, to play right now, and Mike said, I'm just saving you for the back half of the season when we play all the really good teams, Russ would be freaking out.
Okay. All right. I was just curious what you got.
All right. Thank you. I think Mulsey pretty much squashed that one. Nothing extra needed from me. Here is Zach.
I wasn't trying to squash. I was just trying to make
squashed.
Very... Jenna, you were not being squashed.
You're like, you know what, Jenna? That's the second worst take we've had on this radio station behind what Doug Whaley said about the quarterbacks
this week. I thought you might utilize this.
Hello, Zach. I know. Bullets are flying here. I'm having to duck like the guy in the Matrix. What do you got for us?
Marital discord today. I wanted to throw this past you. I saw this ticket on a book, and it was Justin Fields, comeback player of the year, plus 1,800. Are we there?
No, because there's a guy named Aaron Rodgers who everyone's going to vote for, even though he's not well liked.
How is he even being considered for the award? I thought it was injury. Like, he was just MVP votes, what, 2 years ago?
Correct.
They've given it to guys, though, who sucked the year before and then came back.
Look at Joe Flacco getting it over DeMar Hamlin last year. That was really messed up.
Yeah, truly. I mean, he only played, what, 6 games? And then we said this guy had a heart attack and literally died on the field and is still playing football. It's akin to Ryan Shazier coming back, and they would have said, oh, no, we're going to give it to somebody else.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think that he should really be up for that award whatsoever. Zach, do you have a good feeling about this game on Sunday?
No, terrible. It's like I look at it, and it has all the marks for Tomlin laying an egg. You know,
Let me ask you something here, Zach. I'm going to let you keep going back and forth.
Don't be so accusatory like the tone you used with Jenna. Be much nicer to Zach.
He's a loyal
listener.
Jenna, if you're out there still listening, if I didn't drive you off with my perceived negative tone, Jenna, it was not. I was just telling you Tomlin wouldn't do that and Russ would never go for that. Here's my question. Because I thought we retired the concept of the Tomlin loss once Roethlisberger was gone. I thought that those two things had to go hand in hand.
Well,
you have
when
this
the defense
big-time
is
quarterback,
baby, and they're giving up only 8 points per game. If the defense plays a bad game, that's a Tomlin loss.
I don't disagree.
I don't know what it is, but he has these games where all the checks should be marked, and he has the better defense, he has the better quarterback, he has the better special teams, he has a better game plan, and it doesn't
Do you want to know what I would call a Tomlin loss? They had a pair of them back-to-back and made NFL history, ignominious history last year. Losing to the Cardinals, losing to the Patriots the way they did were a pair of Tomlin losses. Horrible opponents. They're only a 2.5-point favorite here.
Okay, I get that, but I'm saying if they give up 30 points again, mm-hmm. like the last time they were there, there's no way of saying that Tomlin comes out of that game without getting absolutely annihilated and criticized by even his biggest fans.
If they give up 30 to this team, I would be critical of him. But I don't think it has... My point is, I don't feel like it's a Tomlin loss in the making.
Let's see what our guy BMAC has to say about it next. Bryant McFadden, the NFL on CBS. He is a Super Bowl champ. He went to Indy and shocked the world when the Steelers knocked off the Colts in 2005. Happy to get his take on things. We'll see if he agrees with Mulsey that the Cowboys are going to take over Acrisure Stadium in 9 days. First, a headline from our guy Seth Lundy.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.